Simon Aleph Rashi, three lines from the bottom. So these three, Amaroyim, Rabbi, Reb Zera, and Rabbi Bar Reb Chanan, were saying that Yirei Gedoyla Moshlin B'Ktana, Moshlin Oso Etzlon, they get certain types of authority and power over the Ktana. To the point we look as if they brought the katana amongst themselves into the gedolah. Then the dure katana motion, but gedolah the motion etzon. And the dure katana don't bring the gedolah into them. So number one, so if there are kfanim in the gedolah, you can't plant zroyim, can't plant seed type grains, etc. In the katana, also the rest of katana, the command to have katana kula b'seich gedola dom is if the katana is in the gedola. So now the drashi achidish. So we know even if you have a field, if you create certain distances in the field, you're allowed to plant. Filamarchik arba amos min a kfanim. Even if there's a distance of 4 amos from the kfanim to where where you want to plant in the katana. Which in the gedolah itself, if you give a gap of 4 amas and then you want to plant zeroyim, it's mutter on the side. Hacha osir the ketani misnisin meneshi he kepiska shal gedolah. Amakula kechad pesach mashulah. We deal with the whole area as if it's all equal. It's just opening directly into the gedolah, as if it's sitting in the midst of the gedolah. We learn if you did plant, so the zroim would be also the ketana. But from the whole end, you're a ketana motion, but gedolah, because the presence of the ketana doesn't create limitations on the gedolah.
I don't understand the kechad pesach.
So I'm not sure where Rashi knew this from. So Rashi's understanding that what the Amoraim were seeing in the Mishnah when they use this lashon of the Yirei Gedolah Moshlin B'Ketana, and Rashi touched it, means the Moshlin Oso Etzon, it pulls it into it. Mm-hmm. You look at it as if it's been opened directly into the middle of the chatzar. It's totally under the power of the other chatzar. So it's like it's mamish equal distance from any place in the. So you can't give it in a marker of dalat amos, because it's like the pashas. You know, it means if this is a katana, this is a gedolah. Even if you left dalat amos over here, we look at the katana as if it's smack bang in the middle of the gedolah.
Well, but even so, there could be dalat amos, you know, from the middle to the
middle of the dalamas wouldn't be matter. You actually need more, but the dalamas only had to be inside.
Okay, but
we'll say right there.
But whatever the distance is,
right? Pashas, if you meet that criteria, it would be mutter.
I mean, but the lashon kechad pesach.
I'm not sure the exact lashon of kechad pesach. I think, but from the flow, the context of Rashi says, I mean, it's all as if it's the same. There's nothing further distance or further close, more close, vis-a-vis the ketana. I'm not sure the lashon itself.
So, and presumably, he would. I mean, sounds like a tindaraisa that we go look cool too.
And then more is going to talk about that. Kfanim matorim, do ein dira ketana moshim gedolah. Okay. Kfanim ketana mutter the zroes gedolah. The chavchila, it's totally mutter. That be gedolah pisto, because vis-a-vis the gedolah, the ketana is considered. There's a doorway there. And we have a rule that called Pesach Kemechitzahu. A doorway has the equivalent of a wall. I feel the sum of the Kefani Mutal Yisrael 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 So even if there's not a distance of four amos, you're allowed to plant one next to the other. This is a semach l'geder mikan. This is a semach l'geder mikan. So you can approach it on both sides. And we had this before, and Sursa Pesach gets, with Moshe, we get the same equivalent of halacha as if there's a wall there. So even though it's not something which blocks the unique from one to the other, but if it has the din of a wall, it's a din of a wall. So Pesach, visiting the Gdala, the Ktana is a Pesach. Because Yidul HaZeroy, as they start to grow, I've got the Dura Gdala, the Ktana, they have a right to exert their authority over the Ktana. In Osim is a Kfanim, the Zeroyim do not ask the Kfanim. So what's the case of the Kibir was Kfanim in the Ktana. Number Menoch is Perek Beis. Ma'aseh be'echad shezorei is kerem shechaveri. Uba ma'aseh le'chachamim ba'osra is hazorei. So he was a ray of the kerem. So the asher the zorei. Mitiras ha'kfanim. So how do you understand that? The monoshech, if one's also the other should be also. Because you're saying it's klai kerem. So how can this part of the Klai Kerem be called Klai Kerem? So said, well, it's not Klai Kerem, it's not Klai Kerem, so why is anything else? Well, I'm in my time, but cannabis Maluf Osra Taro Shai Zorim is Mirabana, that the cannabis plant and the loof plant, which are very, very, very leafy and with the plants which would extend themselves a lot. That's the Torah Asher. Everything else is the Rabbanan. So over here, therefore, Hacht Abed Yisura Kanser Rabbanan. Hacht Loi Abed Yisura La Kanser Rabbanan. It's like Rashi Achinami, Hoyal L'Kishazor Asa G'dayla Heter Zorah. Because it was, so even later on they grew to be to come together. Since when you planted the peheter, filish shteim shalom. Even if both are his, like we're to say, closely with tana shalacherim, mekfanim shalom kadmu. So the kfanim of the ketanim did not become usher, even if it was his own. Come chorim with somebody else's. So his act of being zareya can't usher their kfanim. Ishan Medes Begadarlo, Zarkla Bala Get, the Sech Ketano. So she's setting the Dela and the Get land in the Ketano, Rishdeyim, Shalwah, they're both her properties. Vikam on Dumber, Bemisat, the Get, Odetnan, Hazarek, Zarket, the Ishtoi. Ibisech Beis, Ibisech Ketero, Rezum Mugareshes, that, she says that Chotzer works, her house or her Chotzer works. So Ula says over there, Gitted, she has to be standing there in it. Wait a minute, she's not standing there. Lord doesn't work. Even to her thoughts or her bias. So over here, when she's standing in the Gedalah and lands in the Ketan, it's called landing in her thoughts where she is right now. But vice versa. She's standing in the Ketana and it lands in the Gedolo, and it is Kereshes, the Gedolo La Basar Ketana Ozla. We get like Connor the Isha, the name of Nishti Isha, Basar Get, Isha Le Boy the Mikti Gita. So why don't you say, well, but the Get's landing in the Gedolo, the Ketana is Mesho, is secondary to the Gedolo. So that should mean you should schlep the woman where she is in the Ketana as if she's in the Gedolah and she's with the Get. That's what Rashi's asking. So why do we, what's the problem if she's standing in the Ketana and the Get lands in Gedolah? Rashi says you can't say that get lekada leisha. Get doesn't have the power to take the woman to him. That we should say that the woman should be pulled towards where the get is. Rashi says the isha leboy lemikta get. She doesn't really have a desire to do that. To make herself, you know, you can't make her secondary to the get. And say this idea, if she would not necessarily want to be, you know, accept the get. Suddenly in Rashi, let's say theoretically, we would assume all women would want, so we'd say no problem. So that the pshat is that she's wherever the get is. Okay, let's say you have the tzibur in the... So the sheikh tzibur belongs to where the tzibur is, which is in the gedayla. But vice versa, where the tzibur is in the katana, and the sheikh tzibur is in the gedayla, and yoytzin. The hashal is shayach. That's right. He's not. The one who's in the Gdala isn't considered secondary to Moses in the Ketala. And I should say that around that he schleps the Tzibra with him. No, the Tzibra, the Kaim of Ketala, the Mitzilah member of the Shaykhi Basre, the Ruba Basre Chad, lo Mishtadu. You have no right to say that we should schlep the whole Tzibra as if they're with him in the Gdala.
So how many people would you need in the gedola?
About just six should be enough. Something even clear, maybe what should I look at by five, but six for sure should be enough. Okay, let's say the soya in the katana, the gabi gedola, as far as the gedola is concerned, there's a wall there. When the motzi katana, the makalkala, the Shemini, so the Tana can't affect it negatively. Okay. So, fine. Tosis points out one thing. Tosis on the bottom of an olive. Remember, we had a machlokes before. Why don't we say that Agav gets the Shem Mechitza for one side, and she gets the Shem Mechitza for the other side? So that was a machlokes which we had before, whether you say that idea. So, they asked over there in the test. They asked in this Mishnah, and the number says that since it's a Shem Mechitza for the Gdarla, it's a Shem Mechitza for Ketana. You see where that's not true. So he learned the case was the walls of the Ketana were extending into the Gdarla slightly. So it can't use the walls of the Gdarla as its doorway, because for it, its doorway extends a little bit further. Since for the other, the gap is less than 10 amas, so it's considered a pesach. So that's more of that it's considered a doorway, is because it's near mevachutz. So shavifnim is a valid form of making a mechitza. So in the case of the katana, it abuts directly to the other, it does not extend in. So its doorway is near mevachutz. It's only visible from the outside. Standing from the outside, looking towards into the smaller chotzer, you see a doorway. Because it's near Mibachutz, because there's walls on both sides, which make it look like a chotzer, make it look like a doorway. And that, if also near Mibachutz, Shavifnim, it works. I mean, it was not visible from inside, it's visible from outside, it's acceptable, so that would be true. But once it extends in, it's not near Mibachutz either. There's nothing which makes a door. Just the whole side is open, and that's it. There's nothing making it a doorway. What makes a doorway is the fact that there are walls which extend further on both sides to enclose it. That you don't have anymore. Okay. Something more. So this is what these three Amoraimans said. So Baya asked the following question. So we discussed this in context of the Isra of Klayim, Gerishin, Shliach Tzibur with the Tzibur, and the Halacha of B'chal Dinei Tziruf. Besides, you know, tzibur, sheikh tzibur and tzibur, then tzibur for individual with a tzibur, and then the lochot tzoyah. So it comes out what you're doing is you're saying that this dinam mechitza is leiser. Shemola en mechitza, had you not given this, had not had these extension of the walls on the chotzer gedola, thereby let it be moishal on the katana. He was saying, listen, you make a gap of the alanam, so you can plant here and you can plant find him here and throw him there. And now because it gets a din of a mechitza, it's if it's so now because it's a din of a moishal and you schlep the whole katana, it's if it's a mitzvah gedola. Shemola en mechitza Zareya. And now, because you're giving it this mila of a Pesach, you're making it also to plant. So you sound like, you know, disturbed by such a thought. Well, I'm seeing a machitza liyisra. You don't find such concept exists. So the whole din about tana chutz gadol is different to the tana. Gadol mataris tana asur b'nei shehi ke pesach shal gadol. Vila hisha es gifufeha. So if you extended the mechitz of the katana further into the gedola is also also because you say it disappears on both sides. So those mechitzes which you would extend the wall of the katana took a situation which was theoretically mutter and made it usher. So mechitzas are creating more problems than they're solving. Well, he says gifu feha. The name is asura. So you see, mechitzas does usher. Well, he has some silly mechitzas. So it's not that the mechitzas of extending the katani are this source of iser. So they do is they're removing the gifufim, the two walls where the larger one extends beyond the smaller one, as being significant. So the process is this mechitza blocks that mechitza. So that's over there. But the case of the zriya. We're saying the fact that there is a mechitza, and only one mechitza, that one mechitza which works to the benefit of the gedola, answers the katana. So that's not a good comparison. Okay, let's see Rashi. Shemola en mechitza. When the wide lines of Rashi, six lines down. If the gedola had not extended further than the katana, let's say they're both katanas were the same size, and hoya gedola b'katana shabbos, they both be the same. So abul kichotzer achet is one chotzer. So this roya shom. You're allowed to plant Fanim and Zroyim Marked Dal Ramis by being Marked Dal Ramis. Hashti Mishum Hanach Gifufi Shadina Lakula Katana Basa Gadelo Mitzra Kula. And she asked in the whole Katana, even though there's a different gap of four Amis, because it's like Imamish amidst the Gadelo. So Mitzino Machitza Shai Seris. So the extra mile of mechitza that the gedola gets over the katana creates this din that the katana is also. Because you don't find such a thing? You find, Right now, the gedola is mutter and the ketana is also. If you would extend the walls of the ketana, you extend the walls of the ketana through the gedola, mikan and mikan, ad she yikats reno kemidas ketana. So it sort of cuts. I think it means cuts off or cuts through the gedola, the width of the ketana.
Do you have a picture? I mean, I've got my Rosh is a picture.
I have a picture. Yeah. Is a gifufim ayudei mechitzadol. So you've made the gifufim irrelevance by the extension of these mechitzas of the ketana into the gedola. So now af gedola sura, both are aser. Va'achshav shtei in shavus va'achshav. Shtei in shavus nimsu mechitzas halolu bo'os l'iser. So before you extended the walls of the ketana, the gedola was mutter through its kifufim, and now by extending the mechitzas, you've asked the gedola also. So he said, "That's the mechitzas ha'achronus sukkos rishonus." What the later mechitzas did was it blocked access to the first mechitzas, like any wall. Walls block access. They surround the container. They also block. Avagabi zriya. Because you have a mechitza that asers. So you have a mechitza. Over here you have two mechitza, one blocking the other. But there are quite question was you have one mechitza, the gefufim of the gedola, asering the ketana. Okay. Amalei Rava Labai. So Rava challenges the Abaye. So the Tosfos brings the Rambam time changes the Gishah to Rabba. Remember, this original story was that it was Rabba, Reb Zeir, and Rabba Bar Rav Chanan were sitting. Reb Zeir challenged by his questions. That's one. Now we're currently on time. The next Gishah is that Rabba challenged by his question also. Rabba, one of the original protagonists, is now answering Abaye's question. You don't find such a thing. You're asking me, find such a thing? Yeah, we do. What's so shvir? As opposed to say having it is Rava. So Tosfos says, the Tosfos suggests you could be Mekayim the Gears of Rabba, but at the end of the day, he likes the Gears of Rabba. The real time Gears of Rabba. So I'm going to say Rabba Labai. We'll accept that. So Rabba then responds to Abaye, Velo Metzino Mechitza Lister. You're telling me you don't find Mechitza Asers? But I'll tell you, Vahitra, we do find that it Asers. So Sichel Gabi Aksadra. So he put a top. So it has two walls which have the full amount that it's supposed to have of the for the sukkah. But it's they're not perpendicular to each other, parallel to each other. And then on the other two sides, side three and side four, you have the beginnings of a doorway. So the psima would be like the doorpost.
What's the size of those?
Usually psima dal tefachim. Picture 329. You picture it? Yeah.
So you picture it?
No. Okay. Now, so that's considered kosher. Why? Because you have two walls, and then you have the betzimim function as the third wall. And then you have your three walls. Ve'ilu hishva betzimeho sulav. And had you instead of done that, had you made a wall which connects the inner edge of the betzimim, so you look at it, the size of the sukkah is smaller, and the psimim, which are now outside of the interior of the sukkah, are not part of the wall. So there's nothing closing off the inside of the wall. So you don't have your shear on the third side to close the wall. So you see, by creating a wall there, whereas before you just had this doorpost sticking in. If you made a whole wall, you plastered the whole wall from doorpost on side A to doorpost on side B, you made it a wall, so that's the wall. And now the sukkah doesn't have anything on extending in on the third side. So, and it doesn't work. So, like I said, some of the abaya, the didik sheira. So first of all, I hold the case is actually kosher. So you're asking me from a kasher, from a case which I hold taka kosher. So that's not a kasher. And even according to you, which you hold that it's not, the doch tzilch mechitzasi. Again, it's a case where what you've done is. It's not the mechitza which creates the problem, it's the lack of mechitza which creates the problem. You've taken away the mechitza, whereas before you had these things sticking in, and this was where the area, and you have something in, so that's part of it. It's a doorpost around an area. Now that you put the wall here, it's not the doorpost around the area anymore. So of course it answers. Over here, my argument is that this same thing, which gets a halach of mechitza on the Gedayla, creates a problem of Isra in the Ketana. Where do you find that? Okay. So the Yidach, so the mechitza, see, so that's not a kash. See Rashi, top Rashi on Sadi Gilma Manal. Sichlo Gabi Aksad, Sheish Abseim, and States, Fanus, Sheish Lokil, so there's two walls which are. Halachically, full size walls. La'arka, according to the length. Vasuya kemavi, they're made like a kemavi, which means they're parallel to each other. So there's a path between the two of them. Levin shlishis urviyis kuram kavuyim amudim lekarni azovius. There are boards which stick in, you know, extend in. At the corners, they have at least a tefach. Share the tnan, shtaim kilchusa, she's the filo tefach. So that's the rule. By sukkah, if you have two full walls, the third one can be even a tefach, and that's sufficient. Tosis says the case there was not. It was a case of a mavi mefulish. The mavi mefulish becomes more complicated, but the case was it was kamin gam, that the two walls were perpendicular to each other. So you don't have there's no way to walk through the sukkah straight, because over there, if the more sukkah is masha, that in the case you would be able to walk through the sukkah straight, which is the case of it. You wouldn't say particular yarvasos. You can't walk through, it's good.
What?
That's when the halacha said it's good. Psula, deina lebeis mechitzus. So if I say back to the Kshera, the pligi Allah, Bahamil, so I argue with him this halacha, the Kamam Pirkin. If you'll ain't la shum mechitzah, if there's nothing at all, so you have two walls,
on the two sides, and you have a pitaker. I say, Amrina, I hold. Amrina pitaker, you're a besoisim. So you would say, I don't know, did we? Probably skipped it. Bilo hitchers pitzim every right into which abana beis mechitzas b'soicho etzel mechitzas rishonas nimsu pitzim meho oimden ben shtei mechitzas mikan ben shtei mechitzas mikan b'soicho ksadra einan niren so psulo dein lo ala beis mechitzas so the ksheva the pliya aloch b'ham milsa come on here because I feel ein lo shum mechitzas mina pitzik yer b'sois so masajat tchumen karis l'malo mi'amad l'amad. Shalayan knows them as a tikra. Man of course, Yeshlan peh tanachula shena gula elam rubas. So we said before. Remember that if you think you ever said something, you need a flat surface. So normally that's how it's built. That there's a beam going across which acts as a flat surface. So if a particular ever says, so that's according to my. So I hold that case it's actually mutter. And even the didoch. That you hold Nami the Marta Psula, you don't see particular Vasasim, but it's not a cash over here. It's not a comparison to my question, because any time Mechitza lists, it's not the Mechitza is crediting the Yisr. The Hacha, Hainu Taimash, a Silik mechanism, Epsimen. Is if you remove the Epsimen, Simen means extension in. There's no extension in because the area enclosed has nothing extending into it. So you, it's a practical physical reality that you've done. You remove the original walls of the sukkah being further out, you remove those by putting new mechitzas in. Now these are the mechitzas. But it's nothing to do with my case. What I'm asking is that you have a case in which it's a mechitza for the gedarla, and right now it's functioning as a mechitza, and that itself is creating a problem. Where do you see that? Okay. Omalei Rabba Bar Rav Chanan Abaya. So now the third of the three Amaroyim. Rabbi Rav Chanan says to Abaye, "Will I mention a mechitza liyisur? You don't find such an idea." For Tanya, Abaye shechetziv makura, shechetziv ena makura. Part of the area of the is roofed, and part of it's not. So kfanim kan mutal isroya kan. So we look at it, particularly Yerba Sosim. So the mail that we look at it is if there's a machitza between the two sides, you can put Kfanim here and Zeroyim there. But however, if you extend the whole roof the whole way, then you can't put Kfanim here and Zeroyim there, because there's no machitza. Vilu Hishas Kiryov, if you make the whole area Makura, equalize the roofing over the whole area, is also Amalei Hasim Silu Mechitzesu. Right, that if there's any particular Yerba Sosim, you remove that by extending the wall, extending the roof. So you've taken away the Mechitzes. So that's why it's also there's no Mechitzes there anymore. In our case over here, there is a Mechitzes, which is functioning as a heter for the Gdala and answering the Katana. That same Mechitzes. Where do you find such a thing? Okay. Like any case, it's like you have a mechitza there, so up to the mechitza, you have a lot of plants. If it later on grows over, that's the Rashi mentioned before, so it'll be later on it grows over what happens over there. But right now, you have a lot of plants. Yeah. Sholok le Rava la Baya. Yeah. Sholok le Rava la Baya. Biyadav Shmaya Bar Zira. La Masina Mechitza le Yisur Batanya. Yes, when mechitzas are kerem, the hakul lo hakul. The Brisa says sometimes mechitzas are kerem create heter, sometimes they create iser. So sometimes mechitzas creates a problem. Okay, ketzad. Kerem to adikir mechitza. So you have up to the kerem is planted all the way up to the where the mechitza is. Zareah mikir mechitza ve'elich. So you're allowed to plant on the other side, zroyim immediately next to the mechitza. Shilu ein shom mechitza, marcha dalar amas was zareah. If it had not been so, you'd have to make a gap of dalar amas. V'zehu mechitza zakerim l'hokul l'hachma. So that halacha creates cases of kulam, which we just said, and also create a case of chumra. So ketza. Hayimashuch min hakosel yud alef amma. So I'm telling you that you're allowed to. If I have an open area with no walls, so I need a gap of 4 amps. If I close it, so Chazal said that there's a locha called Mochel HaKerem, which is the circle around the Kerem within its own enclosed area. There's a certain amount of the perimeter of the kerem becomes kerem usage. So we say that you say that next to the wall, the last 4 amas, the person likes to leave open for that. That's it. Should be able to be used for the wall, and then you need. Well, because how much you need. But you need a certain amount of space which belongs to the kerem before you can plant zeroyim. So the shear is 12 amas. So if your kerem is 13 amas away from the wall, so you have a right to plant 1 ama of zeroyim. Had there been no wall at all, you need a gap of 4 amas, and that's all you need. So the mechitza generates a problem which wasn't there beforehand. If the gap between where the wall and where the kerem starts is 11 amas or less, you can't put any zroyim there. Shilu ein mechitza, had there not been any mechitza, there marked dalad amas or zareah, you would allow to make a gap of 4 amas and plant. Zroyim mechitza is a kerem lahachmer, that's the case, mechitza kerem lahachmer. Okay, so this is what Rabbi asked the Baya through his messenger, Rabbi Shmoya Bar Zira. The fact that the area is enclosed generates more problems than it generates problems. So Baya said back, I'm late. Why are you asking me from this brisa? Why are you asking me from the Mishnah? It's not. So the Mishnah is talking about Karachas HaKerem and Mechol HaKerem. Karachas HaKerem means a gap, like a bald spot in the middle of the Kerem. That's in the middle of the Kerem. So it's Kerem on both sides. And Mechol HaKerem is when it's on the perimeter. So it's like a Mechol is a dance. It goes around in a circle. So Karachas HaKerem. You need a gap of 24 amas to be able to plant zeroyim there in the middle. Otherwise, since there's kerem around it on both sides, everything in the middle belongs to the kerem, and you can't plant zeroyim there because, like, you're planting in the middle of your kerem. No, the gap that you need is 16 amas. Mochel kerem. B'shamarim tezayin amas. B'shamarim yud beis amas. Mahlo Kerem, you require a space of Yud Beis Am according to Bissim. Vezi Karachas a Kerem. What's Karachas a Kerem? Kerem Shachar Reb Siyosa, that there was a gap in the middle. Imein Shom, this is Beis Hillel talking, Tezayin Amo, Lo Yobi Zera L'Shom. You can't plant any Zeroyim there if there's not a distance between the two sides of the Kerem of 16 Amos. You need 16 Amos, you're allowed to plant there. Now, let's say there is 16 Amos. Hoysham Tezayin Amo. If there is 16 Amos there, the Loch is Noisun Loi Kerei Abadosu, Zereza Moisur. So you give the Kerem on both sides their area of Kerei Abadosu, which is 4 Amos. That's the area of you'd want to bring your animal with its wagon, etc., to walk through their table to work on the kerem. You need a space width of 4 amas. So if there's 16 amas between, you're allowed to plant 8 amas in the middle. You need a gap of 4 on one side and 4 on the other side. But if you don't have 16 amas, so you say 4 amas belongs to the kerem. 4 amas belongs to the kerem. The area in between is not enough to say it's not 8 amas. It's not enough to say it's like 4. It's its own distinct four compared to that, distinct four compared to that. So it's not kosher enough to be able to be independent, so as if it's just in the middle of the kerem and it's going to be yasser. That's what Beis Hillel says. So Beis Hillel requires, if you don't have tazama, you can't tazama, then it's bolted to it. But if there is, you're zereas and moister, basically mochel the kerem. Ben kerem legeder, there's a gap between the kerem and the geder. Shem ein shom yud beis amo according to Beis Hillel, lo yom yizera l'shom. You can't plant there. Ho yisham yud beis amo. If there is yud beis amo, noisun lo kedei avidosu, there is a moisur. You just give a 4 amo gap between the zroyim and the kerem, and you plant the rest. So why didn't you ask him from the Mishnah? Why did you ask him from the Brice? Same kasha. Teretz is. Hashem love hano time isn't the reason. The call the Ella love hano time Ella the call daladam is the gabi kerem avodas a kerem. The daladam is next to the kerem is considered the area of the avodas a kerem. The gabi getter the area near the wall kimelim miz deron. So in general, people don't want to plant there because you plant there is going to be it would, this, the roots, etc., would undermine the foundation of the wall. So kurm afkir lahu, you basically don't plan to use it for the purposes of planting. You're not mafkir it. It means you designate it that belongs to the wall. So you have 4 amas next to the kerem belonging to the kerem. 4 amas next to the wall belonging to the wall. So if you don't have 12 amas, so the area that you have right now is so small that you can't look at it as being distinct from the kerem, and therefore it's bolted to the kerem and it's also. The Beni, Ikadal and Chashivan. If there's 4 amas, it's considered kosher and distinct and independent. Viloi, look Chashivan. So vice is the same. That's what you didn't ask the Mishnah because you understood that. That's what the state in Mishnah. So that's your answer over here also. So I don't see the kash. Okay, well, it's late.